The resolution, authored by council members Zach Unger, Rowena Brown, and Charlene Wong, reaffirms the right of Oakland's transgender residents to access gender-affirming care. It also demands that healthcare providers and insurance carriers operating in Oakland comply with California and local laws mandating such care, and condemns any provider or insurer that preemptively restricts that access before federal restrictions are fully enacted into law, noting that no legally binding federal prohibition is currently yet in effect. However, the resolution carries no penalties for hospitals for noncompliance. Speakers were passionate in support of the resolution during public comment before the vote. MY is with Rainbow Families Action, a Bay Area trans youth advocacy group. She said that the federal government should not be allowed to dictate what health choices families make in their own homes.
So every day we're hearing about new attacks on our children from the federal government trying to take away rights to basic protections like safety in school and health care. So this resolution is about gender-affirming care, and the process of decision-making about medical care is something that should be made by patients, parents, and providers working together. It's not something that should be made by politicians. Like a lot of parents, I'm scared that my child could lose access to medical care and to the right to make those decisions, and as a parent, I'm scared of losing those rights. By passing this resolution, you can help put pressure on our healthcare providers to do the right thing and to focus on patients, not politics, and not to give in.
Ann Daniels is an Oakland resident and a board member of PFLAG San Francisco, an LGBTQ advocacy organization.
PFLAG is hearing from people all over Northern California that their city councils and their school boards are taking aggressive action against the transgender nonconforming two-spirit communities. I'm very, very grateful to be here in Oakland and to have this body that understands the importance of providing gender-affirming care, necessary medical care to all of those who need it, despite the aggressive hostility, as I've said, on all levels of government that we're seeing from Washington and across this country.
A man who only identified himself as Arnie is the parent of a trans child.
We are living a half-underground life, watching obscure regulations take our lives by the throat. Doctors won't communicate with us in writing. Trusted institutions weigh the lives of our children like coins on a risk assessment scale. Liberal politicians try to figure out how much of my children's lives are worth defending. Every day, every single day, another attack is announced on our children. In that context, every single time someone stands up and says to us, your kids belong, they are entitled to all the rights we've all fought for, it's deeply moving and gives us strength for the next round. Quite literally, our every waking moment is filled with this fight, and we thank you for joining us.
The vote came after two of Oakland's major medical institutions scaled back some gender-affirming services. Kaiser Permanente halted gender-affirming surgeries for patients 18 and under last summer, citing federal government pressure. And last December, Sutter Health temporarily stopped providing gender-affirming care. Those decisions were in response to an executive order signed by President Donald Trump in January of last year, directing the federal government to stop funding the gender-affirming care of patients under the age of 19. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services later proposed rules that would strip Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements from hospitals providing such procedures to minors. It's a significant threat, given that nearly all California hospitals rely heavily on that funding. Councilmember Brown said that it is important to stand up for trans rights.
These rollbacks that are occurring in healthcare definitely have very real consequences, especially those who rely on Medicare and Medi-Cal, as well as children's health insurance programs, and specifically low-income families, as well as Black and people of color. And so, you know, colleagues, by voting yes on this resolution, you are standing with our trans and gender non-confirming community members, not only here in Oakland, but throughout the state of California, to ensure that they can have the care and dignity that they deserve.
As part of Oakland's resolution, the council also directed the city clerk to send copies of the resolution to California Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Rob Bonta, and state legislative leaders as a show of solidarity with California's ongoing legal efforts to protect gender-affirming care. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has said gender-affirming care is protected under the state constitution. And last year, California joined a multi-state lawsuit challenging a Trump administration executive order threatening criminal prosecution for providing gender-affirming care to minors. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.